Is that all you got? If I were you, I'd stay down. Now then, what were you hiding? For the amount of muscle they dedicated, you'd figure there'd be a mountain of gold in here, but it's just a regular desk. Show yourself! You've gotta be kidding me. So, chained up in the Syndicate's roost, huh? What's your story? You a hostage? Unlucky debtor? Or maybe you're bait? Scribe, huh? A whole room to yourself and guards at the door. Normal amount of effort for a scribe. Yeah, not interested. I don't have time for the whole story. Just tell me where the damn key is. Here, catch. All right. I know I'm gonna regret asking this, but you got anywhere to go from here? Sandcrest? You couldn't have been from somewhere in this district? Just get your stuff together. Those goons sent out an SOS, and if my math is right, the head son's carriage will be on the horizon by nightfall. We need to be long gone by then. Oh, spare me the accolades, would you? I'm a lot of things, but I'm not so heartless as to let you die out here. Come on, up you go. Fine! You really want to show your thanks that bad? Here's the deal. I've got some things that I need to take care of. While I do that, here's a bag. Ransack the place. Here. It's just stew, but at least it's got some meat. Good. Eat up. You're gonna need it. You know, you ask a lot of questions for a Syndicate scribe that I have no intention of answering. You don't need to know why I was there. Fine. You know how the Syndicate always has a guy who takes care of something quietly? In my line of work, I'm the guy you call when you want something done loudly. You can call it sending a message. So, if anyone asks, a messenger helped you out today. And when I say don't mention it, good. Wait. They had you handwriting a grimoire? That's pretty old-fashioned magic. I mean, most of those are obsolete. The printed ones just have more consistent mana flow. I can't even remember the last time anyone bothered themselves with making one of those, unless they're a hobbyist. Wait, they even chained you up. The Syndicate wouldn't do that for any old book, so what kind of book do they have you making? Arcadian necromancy? I didn't even know you guys were still around. Knowledge like that, well, it makes sense that the Syndicate wanted it. No, it's not a crazy story at all. In fact, I'm a little annoyed that you're still trying to sugarcoat it. If you're a folk necromancer, then this is no ordinary grimoire. Well, if I hadn't known, were you just going to pretend this thing hasn't been rotting you alive from the inside? Grimoires for protected magic practices are forbidden for a reason. Not only is the magic inside it corrosive to the caster's mana, making them as inhumane. You know that protected magics are a closed oral tradition because of the immense power they wield. Committing the details of the practice to the page expends the writer's mana permanently, and depending on the subject, the energy expended in writing just one tome can be enough to extinguish your mana forever. But I know this isn't news to you. If you're gonna tell a story, tell it how it really happened. You had to write or die. So, you wrote for as long as you could, holding out hope you'd escape. but inching ever closer to the day your mana would call your bluff. No, I don't think you really believed that. You and I both know that if they dealt with you, there wouldn't have been enough of you left to resurrect. I knew the Syndicate was involved in shady business, but this is low, even for them. Who knows what they plan to use this junk for? Oh no, I don't use magic any... I mean... I'm just... good with weapons. That's all. I vote we let it burn. The grimoire, I mean. After all, putting it to paper goes against your practice, and you made this under duress. Your fellow practitioners wouldn't want it getting around. Necromancy's powerful. Probably sucks to look at. Any of those would be reason enough for me to chuck it into this fire. Or give it a casual read, I guess. And you're crying. Great. Okay. I don't know. I mean, I guess you did kind of write a lot, but why are you beating yourself up about that? You stuck to your convictions for as long as you could. Listen, I won't presume to know what things are like where you come from, but I don't think anyone's gonna blame you for it. Necromancers probably know the value of life better than anybody. Stop burdening yourself for doing what you need to do to survive. Me? Why would I want it? So what if the Syndicate says that it's worth coin? They say all kinds of shit. The power in that book doesn't belong to me, so it's not mine to sell off. Besides, I have no interest in necromancy. I've already said my goodbyes. Nice. So, how's it feel? Yeah, I thought it might. Destroying something always helps me feel better. Ugh, not this again. Spare me the parade, would you? I'm not some hero who swooped in to save you out of the goodness of my heart. Honestly, it's a massively inconvenient detour. I'm just some jerk who happened to be in the right place at the right time. It was just dumb luck. You're the one who made it. No matter what the Syndicate threatened you with, you did what you had to do to keep breathing. That was the hard part. All I did was throw you a key. Ugh. I'm not really good with this stuff. I guess what I mean is, you had to make a choice that a lot of people will never understand. Some people might even say you were wrong to share that kind of knowledge, even by threat of death. If they do, just write them off. It means they've never been through something that really tested out who they were and what they believe. I'm no priest, but as far as I can figure, you don't have anything to feel bad about. Anyway, try to get some sleep. I'll keep the fire going. Tomorrow, we'll get you home.